Backquote, 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 markdown. Hash, hash, introduction. Welcome to stage 3 of our course. Comprehensive user journey for advanced data scientists. Asterisk. Today, we will delve into the exciting world of asterisk applications of machine learning. This stage aims to illuminate how machine learning can be strategically applied across various industries, particularly focusing on customer service, analytics, and decision-making. As we proceed, remember that our approach will be hands-on coding, giving you the skills you need to advance your career. So, let's embark on this journey and uncover the transformative power of machine learning in real-world applications. Hash, hash, main content. Hash, 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 customer service automation using chatbots. Let's kick off with customer service automation using chatbots. Imagine a scenario where a customer has a question about their order status. Instead of waiting on hold for a representative, they interact with a chatbot that understands their inquiries and provides instant answers. In this segment, we'll explore how to build a simple chatbot using Python and the Natural Language Toolkit, NLTK. First, we'll install NLTK and set up our environment. With just a few lines of code, we can train our chatbot to respond to customer queries effectively. For instance, you might code responses for frequently asked questions like, "Where is my order?" or "Can I change my delivery address?" By the end of this section, you'll have a functional chatbot that can be integrated into customer service platforms, enhancing user experience and operational efficiency. Hash, 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 additional enrichment. Beyond basic chatbots, more advanced implementations can use pre-trained models like OpenAI's GPT series to provide nuanced and conversational responses. For example, integrating a GPT-based chatbot into a retail platform can enable it to suggest complementary products based on customer preferences. Additionally, chatbots can be trained to handle multilingual queries, making them accessible to a global audience. We'll briefly touch on how to integrate APIs for these advanced features. Dash, dash. Hash, 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 predictive analytics in business. Next, we transition to asterisk predictive analytics in business. In an age where data is abundant, predicting future trends is crucial for staying competitive. We'll dive into how to use machine learning models to analyze historical data and forecast sales. Using libraries like scikit-learn, we will explore regression models to predict outcomes based on various input features. For example, you could analyze past sales data to understand seasonal trends and make informed inventory decisions. By building a predictive model, you will learn to interpret data, recognize patterns, and make data-driven decisions that can significantly impact business strategy. Hash, 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 additional enrichment. Apart from sales forecasting, predictive analytics can also be used for customer churn analysis. Imagine identifying which customers are likely to stop using your service and proactively engaging them with retention strategies. We'll provide a practical example using a sample dataset to demonstrate how logistic regression can classify churn probabilities. By understanding these principles, you can apply predictive analytics beyond sales into customer retention and marketing optimization. Dash, dash. Hash, 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 natural language processing. NLP. For text analysis. Moving forward, we'll discuss natural language processing, NLP, for text analysis. In today's digital landscape, understanding customer sentiments through text is invaluable. We'll utilize Python's powerful libraries, such as Spacy and TextBlob, to analyze customer feedback, reviews, and social media comments. Through hands-on coding, you'll learn how to pre-process text data, extract keywords, and perform sentiment analysis. Imagine being able to gauge customer satisfaction in real time or identify common pain points. By the end of this section, you will be equipped to implement NLP techniques that provide insights into customer sentiments, enabling proactive engagement strategies. Additional enrichment. To enrich your NLP capabilities, we will also explore named entity recognition, NER, a technique to extract entities like names, dates, and product references from text data. For instance, analyzing customer reviews might reveal frequent mentions of a specific product feature that needs improvement. Additionally, we'll briefly discuss how to integrate transformer-based models like BERT for advanced text classification tasks, such as identifying spam or inappropriate content in user-generated comments. Fraud detection in financial transactions. Next, we explore the critical area of fraud detection in financial transactions. As online transactions grow, so does the need for effective fraud detection systems using machine learning models. We can analyze transaction patterns to detect anomalies indicative of fraudulent behavior. We'll work with a dataset of transactions and apply techniques such as decision trees and random forests to classify transactions as legitimate or fraudulent. This hands-on approach will give you the skills to build a robust fraud detection system that helps financial institutions safeguard their operations and customer trust. Additional enrichment. In addition to decision trees and random forests, we will introduce anomaly detection techniques like isolation forests and autoencoders, which are particularly useful for uncovering rare fraud patterns. For example, these methods can detect outliers in transaction amounts or unusual geographic locations. We'll also briefly discuss the ethical implications of fraud detection systems, such as avoiding biases that could inadvertently affect certain customer groups. Image and video recognition applications. Finally, we delve into the fascinating world of asterisk image and video recognition applications. Machine learning is revolutionizing how we process and analyze visual data. In this section, we will utilize TensorFlow and Keras to build our own image classifier. You will learn how to pre-process images, construct convolutional neural networks, and train your model to recognize various objects. Imagine deploying a system that can automatically tag photos or identify products in an online store. By the end of our exploration, you'll have the knowledge to implement image recognition technology that can greatly enhance user experience and operational capabilities. Additional enrichment. To extend the application of image recognition, we'll explore the concept of transfer learning using pre-trained models like VGG16 or ResNet. For example, you can use a pre-trained model to classify medical images for disease diagnosis with minimal training on specialized datasets. Additionally, we will discuss video recognition tasks, such as detecting activities in surveillance footage, by leveraging recurrent neural networks, RNNs, or 3D convolutional networks for temporal data. Conclusion. As we conclude stage 3, we have traversed the diverse applications of machine learning across industries, from automating customer service with chatbots to analyzing text sentiments, detecting fraud, and recognizing images. You now possess the foundational knowledge to leverage machine learning tools effectively. Remember, the skills you've gained here are stepping stones toward your career advancement in the data science field. Reflection questions. 1. How can you apply the skills learned in this stage to identify and solve real-world challenges in your current role? 2. In what ways do you think customer service automation can change the landscape of client interactions in your industry? 3. Reflect on a recent project you worked on. How could predictive analytics have influenced your decision-making process? Thank you for joining this session, and I look forward to seeing you in the next stage. Backquote, backquote, backquote.